One of the best definitions of metta is friendliness. So as we settle into awareness, into presence, as we come back and gather ourselves here right now, right in this moment, as we collect ourselves, this is an act of friendship. We return to ourselves, we come back to ourselves with a hug. Coming back home to our being, our life. And it's a friendship that stays. So as our experiences right now change, the friendship stays. The friendliness stays. Maybe take a moment to explore the outside, the sound of the birds, the sense of the body touching the earth and the earth underneath. The sense of space around us, behind, forward, up, down. The consciousness open, receiving. The senses, khushim. And as we do this, the heart follows or is with the awareness. We are for the birds, the sounds. We are for our place in the world. As we experience the earth underneath, holding us so solid and vast, supporting just our heart going out, gratitude to the earth, connection to the earth. We can connect to our own bodily life, a chayut, the aliveness, the sensations in the body, energy in the body. And as we do that, together with the knowing, there is loving. Meeting our best friend. Seeing our best friend closely, intimately. And it's not relevant if the body is telling us its pleasant or unpleasant experiences. We still embrace, we still are close. We still listen, like we do to an old friend that's complaining. And we wish it well. Our attention is the gift that we give right now to our bodily life, to the breathing, to the touching, to the sensations, touchot, to our legs and hands and arms. To our back and our tummy. As in the metta phrase, I love and accept you just as you are right now. And the mind, whatever the stream of consciousness, the music of the mind, whatever tune it's playing, I love and accept you as you are right now. It's not important if it's cacophony or a symphony. It's doing what it knows to do. And if feelings are arising, we trust them too. They arise in response, in a natural response to something that's inviting them. And there can be warm, happy feelings or difficult feelings like fear or anger. But we can still embrace ourselves embrace the feelings, be kind to them, no need to add blame or other layers, levels, as if the big heart is holding the smaller heart. And a sense that consciousness itself has the color, warm color of joining, of meeting, of caring. The witness is a kind witness, witness of our stories and our life with kind eyes. So we just have quiet practice now and explore that kind awareness.